Creativity. It's something that we're all born with. Some of us choose to exercise it. Some of us can't help but exercise it. And some of us claim to not having a creative bone in our bodies. It's hard to define. Maya Angelou said about it, "You can't use up creativity. The more you use, the more you have." In the next series on Smithically Speaking, I talk to a writer, a filmmaker, a painter, a professional musician, costume designers, and actors and directors of theater. One of the questions that I ask some of our guests is where they think the sparks of their creativity came from. Kirsten Kelly, a documentary filmmaker, recalls growing up on a farm with her dad and how he turned farm work into creative, fun work.
You know, this very gregarious, funny, Irish storyteller kind of person.
Right.
And we would have these like super long hours working on the farm, like literally picking up rocks all day in these fields we were clearing or something. And so he and I would just like do different voices and tell these stories and do like almost improv evolved stories that we would just kind of try to outdo each other to entertain us.
Corey Morgan Duncan, who is in the process of writing a young adult novel, also found her creative muses outside in her childhood.
From as far back as I can remember, I was one of five kids, and our household was chaotic and loud, and I was this little nature kid, and we had these great big woods. I don't really know if they were that big, but they sure seemed big next to our house, and you know, I just was constantly outside in the woods. I loved animals. I loved trees. You know, just the quintessential hippie child.
So if you're one of the ones who think that you don't have a creative bone in your body, I hope you'll stick around and gain a little confidence in finding where your creative bones are actually growing. The first episode in this series goes live on Wednesday, May 30th. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to smithical.com.